It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robinhood Radio. My favorite question du jour. What's going on out there, Ruth? Or how are you, Ruth? What's going on out there?
We're sunk into boards of finance this past week, both in Canaan and in Falls Village. They had some meetings and came out with some interesting news. In Canaan, they were told by the treasurer that the line for legal expenses is over by $87,000 from the last fiscal year. As you remember, there have been several lawsuits. There have been some lawsuits in some of the towns, and Canaan is facing one now where the town clerk is being challenged by the first selectman or the board of selectmen, saying, you know, she about her conduct in office. There's been a complaint brought by the board of selectmen to the attorney general's office, and the town clerk is defending herself, saying that's not true, and wants the money she spent in legal fees returned to her. So that's part of it. There are other legal cases going on as well. But nevertheless, $87,000, anything over $20,000 that has to be transferred or taken out of, changed in the budget, has to go before a town meeting. So that will be forthcoming.
Now, you say this is an overage from the last budget?
Correct.
And the town meeting can't, these have been paid already, I'm assuming, yeah?
I would assume.
So what if interesting. What if the town meeting said no?
That would be interesting.
That would be.
How do you run a backward business? All right, never mind.
You take them in budgets.
No, I understand how to do it. I'm just being. I understand. I know how it can be done. I'm just curious. I'll stick with Mike's comment. Go on.
So now, what are these legal fees? Are they all for the same thing, or are these different things?
No, apparently they're for several. There were some other issues in town. They didn't really go into it. They just said there were multiple cases and multiple attorneys involved.
Wow.
So.
And they waited till it got to 87 grand to say, "Oh, we got to go to a town meeting."
Well, they're checking. They're now going over the books for the last fiscal year. And
I would hope so.
And so this was brought up at the Board of Finance meeting. They did not set a date for a town meeting. They just said you have to have one, and so that will be forthcoming. Mm. And then if you move to Falls Village. Again, we have reported there's been some acrimony in that board. A couple of different decisions that were split, and there's been talk even on social media about people a little concerned about the way conduct is being conducted. The Board of Selectmen meets first before the Board of Finance on the night that they meet. The Board of Selectmen, Dave Barger, first selectman, proposed. I could editorialize and say, as a result of what has been going on at the Board of Finance, that a civility pledge be signed by everybody, all boards and commissions in the town. The selectmen all agreed to sign it. Then it went to the Board of Finance, and there was discussion. And they discussed it. There were some concerns. Why do we need it? But in the end, the board did approve it, except for one individual, Carol Statz, who said she refused to sign it. The Robert's Rules of Order call for how meetings are conducted, and she didn't see where it was necessary.
Well, what if I come and I am uncivil? What's the consequence?
Well, you're on your it's an honor system, I guess. And I think you can be removed from a meeting if
Well, if you are causing the meeting to come to a halt, if you're creating such an issue that you're interrupting the business of the mm-hmm. meeting, yeah, that's already covered in the law.
Yeah.
You know, but civility, come on. This is one of these, oh, so I say to you, well, I don't like what you say. And I say it in such a way that you're going like, oh, that doesn't sound civil to me.
Well, there's a tone. To answer your question, I don't know.
Mm.
But I think it's trying to set a tone.
But it's an abstract. It's not something that can really be codified,
that's a good way of putting it.
I think it's a way of just saying, you know, come on, folks, let's
try and work this out, like, not
each other and these, you know, little snide remarks and things like that.
I'm going to editorialize for 1 second for both of you, but I'm in this case, I'm pretty sure you'll both agree with me, which is weird and rare. But, you know, the whole social media 26 some odd whatever years of it has given people the sense that they can just say bloody anything. You know, without thinking. And there's no particular consciousness, not everybody, of course, but there's a lack of
civility.
Yeah. It's very tit for tatty, and no one knows how to make a reasoned. I always remember Marshall, you know, who was a great, unbelievably, even though he was also, you know, rated for a lot of this. Because people didn't know, but he could debate. He would debate. He had a position. He would state his position. He could debate his position civilly, and often did. But not everybody can do that because people get angry, and it's understandable.
Well,
but it's not. It doesn't have a place there.
Yeah, but there should just be a norm. And I know everything's become hot and fiery these days. But I
think it takes away from the business at hand at times.
Oh, I absolutely do. Yeah. But I also think the idea that you're saying this is a little rule we're going to make and handshake doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Well,
you know,
it may not. But I think hopefully it'll set a tone and make people aware and stop and think.
What exactly is it that's motivated? What meeting, what exchange is there that caused everybody to say, okay, we have to draw a line now?
There was some comments made about the new treasurer that people took offense to.
In the public forum?
Yes. There were, when they were seeking new officers, there were some comments made about how people handle the meetings, and the tone was just acrimonious
This is Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen, or both?
Board of Finance.
Board
of Selectmen get along. They're okay. Board of Finance has had its issues. And
wasn't there something, a few months ago?
Yeah,
some issue around that. So you know, it's not like it sprang up out of the clear blue.
Yeah, no. I think
it's another level of what's it called, escalation.
And along those lines, Dave Barger is looking also into updating the code of ethics. That's another issue that's been nothing specific. I mean, nobody, but they had a code of ethics that they. The town signed off on in 2006. He wants to see about updating it, and he's talking to an attorney as far as that goes. And there are codes of ethics in various towns for boards and commissions. So it's all very...
Those would deal with, you know, interactions outside of the board that might compromise business and such. This idea of a civility thing being worked into a code of ethics makes no sense.
No.
And it would be counterproductive, actually. So, but that's my editorial for this morning.
Okay. No, they're two separate issues, but they do arise from the way people act, and it's been interesting. Believe me, as a reporter for a gazillion years, I've seen a definite difference in the way people talk to one another at meetings. And there are times when there's just no no filter, and it's unfortunate. Okay. Also, speaking of legal fees, the Board of Finance in Falls Village had cut out, there was a $6,000 line item for legal fees in the budget proposed last year. They cut it out and left it at $1,000. Dave Barger, the first selectman this past meeting, asked that it be reinstated, the $5,000. He said he's got a lot of legal counseling he's in the midst of, and he sees the need for increasing that line item. And the board did, by a vote of 4-2, as I say, things are split, but that's okay, voted to reinstate it. So it's now, instead of $1,000, it is back up to $6,000. So, as I say, lots going on in these finance board meetings. Also, that board asked for, they're going to do a very thorough budget development this year and ask each board and commission to come in with detailed accounts of how they spend their money, what they propose to spend their money on, and it's going to start with the fire commission. Falls Village has a fire commission that works with its fire department. And so there was discussion as to how much information was needed from the commission, and that, too, brought some conversation. And so they're going to be asking for, one member asked, wanted 3 years back of all their finances, and some of them, other members said, no, we don't need to go back that far. So at this point, they're going to ask for last year's 990 and a profit and loss sheet or balance sheet or whatever. So, as I say, lots of activity going on in finance boards around in the corner here.
Okay, I like that, around the corner.
Yes. okay. Staying in Canaan for a minute, we had the 9/11 observance last week. As always, it's very moving. The fire department opened up its firehouse where they held the observance. They have a tremendous amount of memorabilia. They even have a piece of the Twin Towers, a little piece of it as part of their memorabilia. They read the names of every victim, every service person who's died since then, and all the victims of all the since 9/11. Very touching. It goes on all day, and big flag is outside, and they did taps. And Brian Oler, first selectman, who is head of the committee on 9/11, said they're already planning for the 25th anniversary. It's going to be a bigger observance when that happens. Okay, let's go into Salisbury. Selectmen met last week. They're reseeking, according to First Selectman Curtis Rand, another safety road audit. As with every town, everybody is complaining about speeders, and Salisbury is no exception. And, of course, Route 4144 goes right through the town, and people just fly through there. So they were asked years ago, they had a road audit, and they asked that a median be placed in the two entrances, in the east and west entrances of the town. That was rejected by DOT. Curtis said he would like to ask again to see if that could be, those could be installed to sort of calm traffic coming in both directions. It goes to the state, DOT, and we'll see what happens. He also reported that this poor little tree, the elm tree in front of the post office in Salisbury, that's looking not so good and has been defoliated very early this year, is not suffering from Dutch elm. They had it tested, and he was happy to report it's not Dutch elm, because that would have meant it would have been cut down. But they will watch it carefully and see what happens next year. And also, talking about speed limits, I'm sorry to keep going back and forth, but Falls Village, Dave Barger talked about sending a report to DOT asking, once again, there's lots of speeding going on, especially at the intersection of Route 7 and 126, where there have been several crashes. He sent a note asking that he sent a request to DOT asking for a reduction of the speed limit there. I think it's 40, and they got the report back saying no, there weren't enough accidents to warrant reducing the speed limit. So it's he's going to pursue that. Not very happy.
Why is it that I'm sorry on this? Maybe a little editorial here. Why do we not put enforcement out there? Simply changing the speed is not going to stop people from speeding.
Yeah.
When you start handing out tickets, a friend of mine years back who was in the police business was talking about what they do in the towns, and he often said that when he went out for the places where they had complained, some of the first people that got ticketed were the people who were complaining.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you hear that all over, Mike, but the problem is, here we are with, what do we got, 2 patrol per people per shift or something covering all these towns?
Well, no, that's
fine. It's just something to look at as a solution.
It's just, you know, they need to make time, because you're not going to stop it unless you put some teeth into it and there's a consequence for it.
Yeah.
The simple idea that you put up another one of these signs that flashes numbers at you. You know, in a lot of places, and I remember this debate being had around here, they have cameras on there that will nail you. But we don't want to do it in this friendly little town. Maybe it's time to do that. Put cameras on those.
Well, talk of cameras. But it's an infringement of my rights.
It's just one of those. I'm sorry to interject, but we're going to run out of time. It's just one of those, where you really have to take a step back and say, hey, you want to be part of the solution or part of the problem?
Yeah. Well, it's an issue, and it's ongoing at every meeting I go to. Speeding.
Not moving into solution mode.
Right. Okay, we're moving ahead here. Quickly, we went to a talk about Wood Sinclair does his annual talk on chestnuts in the Chestnut Forest as part of the Heritage Talks. Always lots of fun and always very enlightening. Last night, Sunday night, there was a dinner, a fundraiser for Haiti that Louise Lindenmeyer and Peter Halley are active. They go to Haiti every year, and they opened a clinic down there to help, and it was a very touching evening. Okay, looking ahead, we have this weekend the Republicans are meeting on Saturday at the Grove. They're going to have a pizza party and introduce local candidates and community members. And then later Saturday, well, all day Saturday, I should say, there's the apparatus parade and activities for the Falls Village Fire Department, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. They've had activities every month, and this is a biggie. It's going to be quite an event.
It's going to end with fireworks, too.
And end with fireworks, I understand, right? So
fireworks are always fun.
Good fireworks.
All right, how
fireworks.
Are we?
Fireworks for everybody, and it's about time to put a wrap on this show, so I'll hand it over to the wrap-up person.
Fireworks for one, for all. Ruth, thank you so much, and good luck out there. This goes on and on, and hopefully someone's going to get more into the solution department.
Drive slowly.
Yeah, we'll hope. Everything has to be slow. We know that. All right, Ruth, thank you so much. Thank you. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.